She keeps them always shined on in a pretty cabinet. Every cake, she says, just like Marie Antoinette. A building remedy for Khrushchev and Kennedy. At any time, an invitation you can't decline. Caviar and cigarettes, well versed in etiquette. Extraordinarily nice. She's a killer.
On this day back in 1971, Queen appeared at a show in England. But this was an important show. The very first with the lineup of Freddie Mercury, Brian May, Roger Taylor, and John Deacon. The classic Queen lineup. First appeared on this day back in 1971 at a show in England. I have not seen that Queen biopic. It's called Bohemian Rhapsody, right? That won the one of those Oscars a couple of years ago. I have heard, and look, if you've been with me as a guest host for Steve Gruber, you know how seriously I take my music. I've heard that the plot of Bohemian Rhapsody is just an absolute mess when it comes to being chronologically accurate. And that would drive me batty if I went to see that film. So I've not seen the Queen movie. Although, a Queen song was the first dance at our wedding. My wife and my wedding, very first dance, husband and wife. You're My Best Friend from Queen. Answer to a trivia question that no one will ever ask you. The first dance at my wedding. Although, I, of course, will remember it. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Thanks so much for joining us. Find me on Twitter at Scott Bertram, S-C-O-T-B-E-R-T-R-A-M. You can find SteveGruber.com. Go to podcast there and listen back to stuff you heard on the show, or you also can hear stuff you missed that you don't know you missed. They do a great job, Alex and Sarah behind the scenes, getting all that audio up and ready to go on the podcast. SteveGruber.com. Click on podcast to hear all the stuff from everyday's show. Statue stuff here in Madison, Wisconsin. After protesters, and how long, by the way, till Madison protesters demand that Madison change the name of the city? Madison, come on. After protesters tore down two statues at the state capitol recently, attention now turning to the statue of President Abraham Lincoln at the University of Wisconsin, Madison. Statue has overlooked Bascom Hill for more than 100 years and is a staple of graduate photos. But what he symbolizes for marginalized students isn't land-grant universities or even emancipating slaves. Nala McWhorter, president of the Wisconsin Black Student Union, says, quote, he also was very publicly anti-black. Just because he was anti-slavery doesn't mean he was pro-black. And so students, well, some students, I don't want to paint them all with a broad brush. There are tens of thousands of students at the University of Wisconsin want to remove the statue of President Abraham Lincoln on campus. The chancellor there saying in a statement to News 3 Now in Madison that the university is continuing work on creating a diverse and inclusive campus, but she added she supports keeping the statue of Lincoln. So it's not the best statement in the world, but at least she said, didn't say we're considering it, because at this point we're considering it means it will happen. It's just a matter of time. She did say she supports keeping the statue of Lincoln on the University of Wisconsin-Madison campus. Elsewhere, as we head to the left coast, an online petition is circulating. And by the way, I'd like to suggest. Now, it will take some content away from me, but it's okay. I would like to suggest a ban, a federal ban, a federal ban on all stories that begin with the phrase, an online petition is blank. Online petition is circulating, an online petition is being signed, an online petition is calling for. They're just online petitions. There's no real news story there. Someone sets up an online petition. And again, I know some of the crazy ones we talk about, this would take away some of my show prep, but I think it's for the best for everyone. A total and complete ban, a federal ban on stories that begin with an online petition is blank. Well, here's this one. An online petition is circulating asking for the removal of the Mohandas Gandhi statue from Fresno State's Peace garden. Student there said she wants to raise awareness about a prominent South Asian figure and his racist remarks. She alleges he called for the segregation of blacks and used derogatory terms toward them. She said he's now glorified, but in reality, he was deeply prejudiced. The Fresno State president responding with a statement. All four individuals recognized in the Fresno State Peace Garden, that's Gandhi, Martin Luther King, Cesar Chavez, and Jane Addams, embody the spirit of peaceful and constructive activism. The transcendent quality is what the garden memorializes. It does not necessarily honor every facet of their lives. Yes. And let me come back to this point, a point I made earlier in this week. Do you guys know about this push called Ban the Box? It's a campaign across the country, advocates for ex-offenders, ex-criminals, ex-people who have been in jail, people who have been in prison, aimed at removing the checkbox that asks if applicants have a criminal record from hiring applications. The thought being, if you know that someone has a criminal record, you might not hire them. Even if you're not allowed, and I don't know if it's the law, you can't consider that. But even if you just see it, it might stop you from hiring someone. So the point being, you should not be defined by the worst moment of your life. You should not be defined by the fact that you spent time behind bars, by the fact you have a criminal record. You can get back to your life. Ban the box. And of course, this is pushed largely by those on the left and criminal justice reform advocates. But a lot of the same people are looking at people like, well, Gandhi, Lincoln, Columbus, name your historical figure, and saying that person is only defined by this one thing that I care about. And that's all you should consider when looking at him. So from that aspect, this statement by the Fresno State president is somewhat impressive. That quality is what the garden memorializes, peaceful and constructive activism. It does not necessarily honor every facet of their lives. People are complicated wherever you go. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show.